Welcome to the Daily Plunge. We're in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Now, right before this chapter, Nehemiah spills the beans that he's a cupbearer. Now, don't think that this guy is simply a waiter. He's actually part of the protective detail for the king. He's like Secret Service. And as such, he is well-trained, probably trained as a military man, and has a variety of gifts and abilities. And then it tells us that it's the month of Nisan. Well, that was 4 months after the last chapter. And what that tells us is that for 4 months, Nehemiah was praying and planning. He was thinking through what was going to need to happen and praying to God to go before him. And so he prays before he goes into the presence of the king. Now, the reason why you're not supposed to show sadness in the presence of the king is he's got enough on his plate, right? Don't rain on my parade, the king says, because I got enough to worry about. But he cares about his protective detail. And when Nehemiah shows him his sad face, he says, hey, what's up? Why this sadness of heart? And, you know, this sadness of heart is actually inspired by God because he has compassion for what happens. And one of the things about Nehemiah is that this whole thing is to ask for help. He's bold. He's bolder because he's prayed. But leaders know that you don't do it alone. You ask for help. And right before he begins his shtick, his spiel, he prays a quick prayer because he's constantly relying upon God to go before him. Now, it says the king asks, how long are you going to be going? It pleases the king to send him. And sets a time because, again, a leader plans, thinks things through, when things need to happen. And immediately, the next thing he says, I need a letter from you, because he's anticipating opposition. He's anticipating problems. He asks for a letter for resources, right? Because, again, he's calculated the cost of what it's going to take to get this job done. And so, and the king gives him a small batch of soldiers to go with him. I mean, he's not going empty-handed. And he says, the gracious hand of God is upon me. I mean, the king is, after all, bankrolling this. And verse 10, he gets to Jerusalem and right away deals with these local officials who are disturbed. Well, really, the better sense is they're peeved because he's messing with their little fiefdom. And the truth is, in many ways, they're just about their own little bureaucratic point. It's not necessarily that they're evil, but he expected this opposition. And he says, you know, I know what God had put me on my heart to do, so I was going to get it done no matter what. Verse 13, after a few days in town, he spends a few days figuring things out, and then he examines the gate. Because again, part of being a leader is getting the facts, anticipating the problems, and beginning to formulate a plan so that things can be dealt with. In verse 17, he speaks to the whole community. And notice the language that Nehemiah uses. He says, you all see that the trouble we're in. And, you know, let us rebuild so that we won't be in disgrace. I mean, Nehemiah identifies with them. It's not top down. It's just, we're going to be doing this together. And he dramatizes what the problem is. You know, we're in disgrace. We're open to being attacked. But, you know, God's hand is upon me. And he gives a witness about how the Lord has opened the opportunity with the king to make this happen. Now, once again, the local officials, when they hear about it, they mock him and ridicule him. And he gives an immediate response. He says, that's okay, because God is going to give us success. And so what about us? Are we praying for God's guidance? And are we looking for a plan that God has given us so that we can be faithful? Thanks, friends. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the Word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube, and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlt.org. May the Lord bless you this day.